Begin the Karan Dav Misak the Shabbos Dav Kof Lamed Zayin Begin Lamed Beis. Begin the Tzeis the Masul begins where the Gemara Mobile Paras Amila. Someone did the circumcision but did not uncover the membrane of the Mokam Mila. Kilo Imal. It's as if he didn't do the circumcision at all. Tzeis finds a difficulty with this words of the Mishnah. Tzeis says, Tema, it's a wonder. Amai Yitzchok LeMisnei. Why do you even have to say this? Keep the Karan Tana since the Tana already said the Basa Chayves Revatar. If you have skin that's covering the majority of the Corona, Makav Amila holds back the validity of the Mila. You didn't uncover the membrane. The majority of the crown is still covered. So obviously it would be invalid. Taisus does not answer that question. The Gemara, the father of the son, he says, which Taisus brings two different opinions regarding the order of the brachas by a bris milah. The Gemara said that if someone does the circumcision, first the male makes the bracha, and then the father of the son makes the bracha like Nesu by Risa Shal Abram Avinu. Now Taisus brings Rabbeinu Shmuel Garis, his text was, Aviyah ben Bereshit. First, the father of the son makes the bracha first, and then Hamolim, and then the Moyel, he makes the bracha. And even in practice, he had it being done like this. Ben the father of the son makes the bracha first before the circumcision. And the reason for this was Mushum Delachnisei Labo Mashma. The bracha that the father makes is to bring him into the covenant, which sounds like it didn't happen yet. We find such a precedent in the Gemara Pesachim of Zayin Menal. Regarding what's the appropriate bracha before one does bedikah on the chametz, machleik samaram, do you make al bir chametz or levar chametz? The Gemara says that be levar to make the bracha levar chametz. Kulam leplikin, no one's going to disagree that that's an appropriate bracha because the labo mashma, that's something you're about to do. Machleik is what's regarding al bir chametz if that sounds like regarding what you're about to do or something that was already done. But one thing you see is that so lahachanisa is something that wasn't done yet. But if you're saying the mail already did it, so why are you saying lahachanisa if it's already done? Another point Rabbi Shmuel was because the Chol HaMitzvah is generally when you make a mitzvah, the bracha never lasiyasin. You make a bracha before it was done. So therefore, you should make the bracha lechnisa b'sashal from Avinu before the mila, not afterwards. But says Tzitz Rabbi Tam, hichzar minig l'kad Musa. He brought the custom back to as it originally was. Regards in his girsa is hamol bereisha first, as we have in Agamar, the moel makes the bracha first. But the other Yaben, and then the father of the son, Kimash Kozmachal Zram, like it's written in old text. Chimucha kul sugi and says Tzitz so too. The whole sugi sounds like this. Why? But they come from the neck. The Gemara says, after the father of the son makes the bracha, everyone around says, oh, Shem Shachnis Labris, just like you wrote him into the covenant, that can you come to the Torah Masim Tavim? Now, Machlal, the inference is, Shachnisu, that they already brought him in, because they said, Kishem Shachnis. What do you mean? But if the father just made the bracha, the male didn't do it yet, so it didn't come into the covenant yet. Obviously, the father goes after the Mila. But another point is because the Gabi Gerd the Besamach. Regarding the halacha of the kamer that the Gemara brings shortly after that, Goris Bereisha, the Rosta first says, Hamol v'chulu. First, the Mayel makes the bracha. V'hadim, then, Hamavarachim, the one makes the bracha, says, Hashem Kishadim, says, it's one lomal again to circumcise the converts. Now, it says, Taita, Benira, who, Shazel, Keneged, Bechaz, Abiyaben. That bracha correlates to the bracha of the father of the son. And more of it says, Taita, Mahasim, Yesh, Lashan, Zagir, that you can't do like Rabbi Nishmul says to switch out the order of the two. Because Shesh, Bechaz, Bechaz, because in that bracha of the Mavarach, you have the words lahatzav mendam bris v'chulu to take the droplets of the blood of the covenant, etc. Baruch karech akaris abris. Bless the one who cuts the covenant. Mashal chozehu achar mila. Sounds like we already did this already, and that's what we're making the bracha on. Void more of it says tasek is dam avarech. The one who makes the bracha, which by a regular baby, there's three brachas: the moil, the father, the son, and the mavarech. Here by the ger, by the eved, there's only two brachas. Saying the Mavarach is in place of the father's son too, which we're saying is after the Mayel, but additionally, the one makes the bracha, Mavarach lo'il macharmila. He always makes the bracha after the circumcision, according to everyone, that's the third bracha, maybe Mila's cut like the circumcision of a son, and therefore here, where it's in place of the father of the bed, it's after the Mila, so therefore you would see that similarly, the Mila comes first, and then the Abed comes after them. Aye, what's with the difficulty of the Gemara Pesachim, that made it sound like that Lavar sounds like the future, so Lachnisa, like Rabbi Nishmol said, also sounds like that it didn't happen yet. How could you say lachnisa after the way Rabbi Tam is saying that the meal already happened? This is the way you have to understand the Gemara. But lavar, when you're saying to be mavar to get rid of the chametz, kulam leplegi, no one disagrees. Labo mashma tveim l'shel ava. Yeah, it doesn't mean it only means future tense. It just means it means more future tense than past tense. Well, meal l'shavin amem mashma, but it does also mean past tense. So therefore, yes, what the Gemara was saying was to say lavar, everyone would agree that it would be valid. Kipliki ba albir. The whole machlokes was regarding if you say albir chametz, marasav. But one opinion holds the mashma kar tveim labo. No, it sounds more past tense than future tense. Therefore, that would not be valid bracha. Marasav labo na mashma kar mi kara. And the other opinion holds that no, it sounds like future tense, just like it means past tense. So here also lachnisai. Yeah, it could mean future tense, but it also could mean past tense. And then you could make the bracha lachnisai even after the mila happened. Now, what's with the second point of Ben Shmuel? It says, what the meaning of this that we say, the father should make the bracha before the meal actually happens. And that's the first time the meal that was said, that's when the one making the bracha himself is doing the mitzvah. But here, the father and the ben is not doing the mitzvah. Someone else, the moil, is doing it. So therefore, yes, he can make his bracha even after the meal was done. And therefore, it's like our minig, which first the moil makes the bracha, and then the father makes his bracha. So Taisa had brought from Ben Shmuel that first the father makes the bracha and then the mayo, because lachnisa sounds like future tense, and like we found by Lavar, which sounds like future tense, and also the bracha should be able to siyasin. Then Tam says the gears like argamar that no, first the mayo, then the father, the son, and this it says Lavar, that means the future tense. It doesn't mean only, it just means more, it sounds like that, but it could be past tense, which like here lachnisa also means past tense, and this of able siyasin is only when he himself is doing the mitzvah, someone else is doing the mitzvah, you can make the bracha after that. The next stage, the master begins towards the Gemara. You did me beten, that he sanctified the beloved from the womb, which Tais explains who is that nusach going on. Rashi says going on Yitzchak, but Tais says Amar Avinu Tam. It says Shu Avram Avinu. It's referring to Avram Avinu Shnikri did. He's called the beloved. Shemak says Bazin Yirmiya Mali Didi Bevesi. What's my beloved doing in my house? Because Hashem Menachas Berakim Menachas. Like the Gemara says Menachas. I'm thinking on days. But the Churban Avram Avinu was over there. He was saying, "What's my beloved?" That refers to Avram Avinu. Now says Tais because Bishleish is Abbas Niskar. Because actually the three Abbas are mentioned here in this bracha. You have, like we said, you did me baten, that's Avram Avinu. Then you have Chok B'Sha'ir Yisam, a statue he placed in their flesh, who Yitzchok, that's referring to Yitzchok Avinu, who when he was already in the state of share in the womb, he was already considered Yedid at that point already. He was called share, who Yitzchok, but Tetzav Chasim Vaisperis Kaddish, and his children after him, they sealed the a sign of a covenant that's holy, who Yaakov refers to Yaakov Avinu, because Vetzetzav, when it refers to the children that's going on Yitzchak, it's going on actually Avram Avinu, who Avonav, it means him and his sons after that, which referred to Yaakov, like Targum Yenison says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Hatzetzav Vatzefiyos, that's Benayu Uvenei Benayu, sons and grandsons. So therefore, Vetzetzav Chazam Vaiskezich, Klemor, it means to say, Vetzetzav, those that come out of those that come out of him, which that refers to Yaakov, was Chazam Vaiskezich. The next says the begins with Gemara b'mitzvayis of the Zvon Lamas Avodin that he commanded us to circumcise the slaves. Shlaisa explains who is the source. It's a pasuk in Bereishit Yitzayin Shemak says in the pasuk Yilid Ba'is Miklis Kesher. It says that the Eved that's born in the Jew's house or was bought by the Jew has an obligation to go ahead and circumcise Hadin Lach Rabbi Lezer de Mila, which I return to you, Perek Rabbi Lezer de Mila, the 19th parak of Masechet Shabbos with Taisus, and now we begin the 20th parak of Masechet Shabbos with Taisus parak Taylin. The Taisus begins with the words of the Mishnah, but you could put into the strainer on Yom Tov. It doesn't really why it's permitted, even though you could strain it from before Yom Tov, because the Mishnah had a machleik to bless the Chacham say, no, you're not allowed to suspend the strainer on Yom Tov, and you're allowed to only put into a pre-existing strainer on Yom Tov. So Taisus says, with Tzarek Lefash, what you have to say, but limit to say, because had you strained it from before Yom Tov, it wouldn't be so strong, it's so good, it's a whole high quality as if you're doing it today. Because if you could have done it before Yom Tov, then you know, I'm doing Yom Tov. Ah, Bahad the Tanya, Befrikin Lel, this that we learned previously on the previous paragraph of Kofil Amdalim, and Al, the Amos, and the Sachar, the Mustanen, Shalab Yom Tov, you're not allowed to strain the mustard with its strainer on Yom Tov. So it's Taisus, because that's in Hoya Yisim Etmol, if you would have done it the day before, Lahay Meskal, we're not going to ruin. And yes, like we said, Melacha, that could be done for me before Yom Tov. If you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov here, it wouldn't be as high quality, therefore you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. The next stage, the Master begins with the words of the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer, Adifim Rabbi Yehuda. Lezer is even stronger than Rabbi Yehuda. Taisus finds a difficulty, answers, and then finds a difficulty with their own answer. Because the Gemara said, Rabbi Lezer is more lenient than Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda permits Makshir HaNefesh to be Deicha Yom Tov. Lezer permits even Makshir HaNefesh that could have been done from before Yom Tov. So Taisus says, it's a wonder. You're going to ask on him the pesukim that are brought in the first pesukim of Zayin Vavayis. Because the Gemara says over there, Rabbi Yehuda, Aksiv Hu, the pasuk that allows Echol Nefesh, it says, Acha She'Echol Nefesh U'Labadi Us Lachem. So what are these words, Hu and Lachem? So Aksiv Hu on the one hand says Hu, which sounds like only this, which Echol Nefesh, and Namash She'Echol Nefesh. But on the other hand, Aksiv Lachem is the pasuk for you, it sounds like for all you need, even if it's other tzrachim, which is even for Makshir HaNefesh. So the Gemara B'Likash HaKash, not difficulty. Here, when did we say that it's only who and the Makshir HaNefesh is if it could have been done from before Yom Tov? Machem that's coming to include Makshir HaNefesh is if it could not have been done from before Yom Tov. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda understands. What Rabbi Elazar is going to do with that? He allows, even like we're saying here in our Gemara, I could have been done from before you. And if you're going to say Rabbi Elazar Hamadarish Hula Drash Akrina, you're right. Okay. He from Lachem includes all types of Mechashtav and Nefesh. From who? The Mitzvah Miyad, he would use it for some other drasha. But if that's the case, Im Kim and only Hasim Rabbi Yehuda have a mafling. But then we're back to the question that Gemara over there, according to Rabbi Yehuda. How does the Gemara know that Rabbi Yehuda would differentiate? And he would say, oh, who is coming to exclude? If it could have been done from before Yom Tov, Lachem is coming to include. If it could not have been done, why? Lema say, Rabbi Yehuda have a darshli drasha, Rabbi Yehuda has it for some other drasha. Rabbi Yehuda, like, obviously we have for Rabbi Yehuda. That's the touch of Nero, it seemed that they're isom by regarding biblical malacha. My Rabbi Elazar agrees. The machshirin the efsha, if it's some preparatory acts for Echad Nefesh that could have been done from before Yom Tov, then yeah, he would agree to asur, that it's forbidden. And therefore, that's what who would come in to say, even the court of Eliezer, to exclude machshirin Echad Nefesh that could have been done from before Yom Tov. Now, this that Gemara is saying that he permits it even if it was done from before Yom Tov. It could have been done from before Yom Tov. That's told by, like we're told by in our sugya, regarding a temporary oil. They nail the rabbanan. That's only a rabbinic isra of buying of oil. Gzeru ato oil keva. It's a rabbinic decree because you might come to make a permanent structure. Because I mean, the mebeya paragam mebeya, like the Gemara says in beis avlam beis and beis, where it says this type of thing that the isra is when it's the rabbanan, that Rabbi Elazar permits the makshina could have done from before Yom Tov. But you're right, by teiraisa, he excludes also from the word who. But then Tosafot says, "New question." But then it's difficult. Since Rabbi Elazar permits Machshir Nechol Nefesh that could have been done from Yom Tov only by Malach and Rabban, and the wise the Gemara said Rabbi Elazar is stronger than Rabbi Yehuda, Menolah Dadifa, how do we know he's stronger? Maybe by Malach and Rabban, might definitely Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you're allowed to do it, even though you could have been done from before Yom Tov, because he himself also, from the word who, only excluded Machshir that could have been done from before Yom Tov, then Malach and Raisa, like Rabbi Elazar. And Tosafot does not answer that question.